Well, they did more than that. They just plain took over, which is, that really is unusual. They took over 100%.
Took over what?
The Women's Center.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this is like early, right?
Yeah.
Late 60s. You know,
oh, this is 71 or 2. So is it?
Uh-huh.
71, probably. Yeah. No, it gets 71 or 2. It
uh-huh.
would be like late 71, early 72. Somewhere right in there. You know, the Women's Center before that was kind of a chaotic place, but it was a friendly place.
Yeah.
They had childcare, and they had big cushions, and people, you know, sat on the floor, and it was a kind of a flowing quality to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure Sherna was one of the people responsible for that kind of openness,
mm-hmm.
you know, which could also be characterized as amorphous, too.
Yeah. And, viewpoint.
You know, good and bad.
Yeah.
But it got transformed into an office. I mean, you went in and gone with the pillows and up with the bulletin boards from the desk.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the SWP era. And that didn't last very long.
Kicked them out pretty quickly?
No, they left. They left.
They realized this wasn't going to work either.
They got what they wanted and found out they didn't want it. I mean,
yeah.
they, or couldn't handle it or whatever. I really don't know all the reasons.
But now, probably, pretty much freaked out when the...
Oh, yes. Oh, that totally...
They certainly weren't too left, that's for sure. So.
That's right. They totally...
They took their stuff and left, huh?
Opened up their office over on Robertson.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
It was the ideology. Because a lot of the women in the
yeah.
Women's Center were leftists.
Most
yeah.
people
called themselves anarchists, not
yeah.
socialists.
Right. They
from
were
what
more,
I've seen.
More of the anarchists.
Yeah, or they were communists. They weren't socialists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the left. And,
So that was why I now left.
Yeah.
I forgot to ask Joan about that for some reason. I'm glad you could remember that.
So it was, I don't know. How, they couldn't have been there more than a few months.
Yeah. Do you think that's what would have happened anyways?
Oh, yeah. It was happening all over the country. It didn't just happen.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles. It was a very, but you know, although I don't agree with the SWP strategy or
mm-hmm.
whatever, I certainly liked their organization, and I liked their, I read one manifesto of one socialist group.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't SWP, but it was frankly, you know,
yeah.
upfront socialist women in Detroit. And they said, we didn't join the women's movement to give up things. We joined it to get things.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that is a big separator. A lot of people, you know, they came in and they would attack anyone who wasn't totally self-effacing,
mm-hmm.
totally wanting to be downwardly mobile. You know, there was a real pressure. I mean, I smiled. I mean, that was one of my heinous crimes.
You're too damn happy?
Yeah, I didn't go around with a suitable, you know, kind of blank look on my face, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm serious. This was really not acceptable. And it earmarks you right away as not being quite in the groove. She wasn't. And I like that about him. And I think it was a strength and a weakness of the women's movement that we were so anarchistic and slippery and amorphous, because it made it harder for people to gauge our numbers and made it possible for a lot of creativity to happen. A lot of people got some space to do things, you know, coming in. But it also did foster these other kinds of what I call middle class biases. You know?
Yeah.
So these women, you know, they went home to nice homes, most of them. To those of us who didn't go to a very nice home, you know, it kind of rankled.
Yeah.
But, you know, we could see that we didn't get to go to Europe for our summer vacation. We didn't have a stereo, and we didn't have, you know, maybe even car insurance or whatever, you know. And there was that class, and there was definitely an underlying class problem going on too that I don't think was ever explicitly dealt with.
Do you think there's anything that we've missed that was important?
Oh, about 20 other major brouhahas, but, you know.
Oh, I don't know where it came from when the girls were underneath my desk.
Oh, okay, well, here it is now.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
So for other minor emergencies, nothing major that was left out?
I don't think so. I really, if I say, you could talk forever. But you know, I really miss those days. I would take the clashes and the maybe they were some of them were pretty foolish because in retrospect, you know, maybe Pendleton teapots. But I would take that any day over these bland days that we're in.
It's understandable.